Blog Talk Radio.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Watching the valley, who's in charge of it all? God bless the army and God bless our liberty. That comes the rest of it all.
Yeah, I'm in a position of backing away. Freedom is stuck in reverse.
Let's get out of Iraq, get back on the track, and let's rebuild America first. Once more. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it the most. You think I'm blowing smoke? Boys, it ain't no joke. I make 20 trips a year from coast to coast.
I was growing up in Washington Heights, New York. It was a melting pot. And one of the young kids my age was from Armenia. And his name was Vohan. And he was a big Western buff. And he used to walk around the neighborhood dressed as a cowboy. He had the boots, the spurs, the chaps, and a holster with two pistols and a big cowboy hat. And we used to say, "How you doing, Bohan?" And he say, "Howdy, partner, buckaroo." You don't see Westerns anymore because that's part of the American heritage, and the communists are destroying anything American. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party show. And the Spirit of America Party, a book, and the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. We're on YouTube. You can find us on YouTube under Spirit of America Party Radio Show, Abu Tam. This is a Trump quickie. I got a couple of laughs came my way, and I just wanted to get them out there and let everybody get a chuckle today. So this is a quickie and a chuckle. Everybody loves Trump. We all laughed when Trump stopped the Democrat communists from fleeing the country. That's what they were doing. They were trying to flee the country to get back to the Soviet Union. Oh, they had a manifest that said they were going to Brussels because they liked the sprouts. Yeah. We all laughed when Trump stopped the Democrat communists from fleeing the country. We have polls. They have communist polls. You know, they lie all the time. A CNN poll says Trump is no good. And you're going to believe a CNN poll? You know what CNN stands for? The Communist Nut Network. We have our own polls. We have Stasha and Wanda. And they say 93% of the country had a great chuckle when the Democrats got caught fleeing the country. They were thrown off the bus. They tried to join the invasion coming up from Guatemala, paid for by their party of death. Finally, the Communist Democrat Rhino Rat Party has met their match. The American people, that's who put Trump in power. It wasn't any party or any individual person. And to all you guys out there who think that your vote doesn't count, you're wrong. Every vote counts. And that's why Trump won. Because the people who believe their vote counted put him in power. And he's done a great job. And he takes no pay. And he works 7 days a week. He's sitting in the White House today waiting for the Democrats to come and help build the wall. And they won't do it. Because they need the drug income. Did you see they went down to Puerto Rico for a party? And do you know who the lobbyists were that went with them and picked up the tab? Cigarette companies. Now, why are cigarette companies romancing Democrat communists? They want the weed action. When we get finished, right now, Wall Street is giddy over the weed stocks. But you know what they're not thinking about? The rehab stocks that are going to be bigger. But then a politician doesn't worry if they're casualties. They call that collateral damage. And they're not going to the morgue to identify your son or daughter. Fentanyl is deadly. Yale, now a communist college, had 100 ODs 7 weeks ago on a Saturday in the park. Yale students, 100 ODs. We're in trouble. And drugs is chemical warfare. And it's been run by the Chi-Coms and the Russians for decades. So, finally, the Communist Democrat Rhino Rat Party has met their match, the American people. There will be Trump votes. Of Christians have left the party of death. Jewish people are fractured by the anti-Semitic sentiment in the so-called Democrat Party, which is considering Sharia law. Latino families are going over to El Trumpo. Gospel blacks are singing his praises. The Democrat herd bosses are out of a job. We have nothing to lose with Trump and everything to gain. Hang in there. And we will give you your chuckle for today.
All aboard the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Attention, Miss Pelosi. Please report to the baggage car, track 49. The Chattanooga Choo Choo will not allow you to board. President's orders. You have to take the succubus. Mr. Schumer, can you help her with her 28 pieces of luggage? Today's chuckle has been brought to you by the Spirit of America Party radio show on YouTube. Abu Tam, the American fundamentalist. There will be votes aplenty in 2020 for Donald Trump. One nation under Trump, plus Venezuela on Wednesday. Miss Pelosi, who is this dirty, sweaty little man carrying your 28 pieces of luggage? Is he with you? What is your name? Schumer?
Heinrich Schumer? Chuck? Chuck Schumer? What are you? A piece of meat? Where are your papers?
You have no papers. You have no papers. Where are your Trump papers? He would not give you papers. You're under arrest. Go outside, stand against the wall, and get your picture taken. Big smile. Ready? Aim? Ha ha, we're only joking. Come on, you trying to get on the Oriental Express? No, you can't. No, not you and this woman. You have been turned down. You have been trumped. Say your prayers and go back to your country. Go in through the open border. Okay, please rise for the Iranian national anthem. Isn't that something? Could you imagine the wall that Trump could have built with the $157 billion Obama gave Iran to nuke the USA? They're talking about four GIs who died in Syria. This is the greatest tragedy. But they won't give you one name of the 1,700 GIs who were killed in Afghanistan under Obama for 8 years. And they won't give you the names of the 17,000 GIs who had their legs blown off. I have a picture of Nancy Pelosi sitting with Bashar al-Assad in his palace. They're sitting around the Ottoman table that everybody gets to sit down with Assad on. And I put a caption underneath it. You know that the money that Obama sent to Iran, that buys copper lugs that gets packed into the IEDs because the copper is soft and it does bigger and better body shredding. And so there's Pelosi sitting with Bashar al-Assad, and I put a caption underneath, could you please close the palace windows? The screams of the Americans are interrupting my train of thought. And that's what Obama's money is doing. You don't think the Iranians are buying pistachios and rugs with that money. Not only that, the Russians made a deal with Clinton for 20% of the uranium that the press says was only 20%. But the press didn't tell you it's 100% of all the uranium coming out of the ground. The casualty count under Obama, not one was ever mentioned. Not one was ever named. Nobody stuck a microphone in a mother's face saying, how do you feel now that your son is dead under Obama? But they did it to Bush, and they did it to Trump. But there was a moratorium on dead American news for 8 years. It is sad. And you know how the press covered it up? They labeled, beware of the label people. And they one day they will label you. They labeled the dead GIs as NATO troops to be identified later. And later never came. And I have a question. The drone over Benghazi that watched the Americans being betrayed by Admiral Lemon, Dumpster Dempsey, Leon Panetta, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. Was it armed? If it was armed, why didn't they use it? And if it wasn't armed, don't believe it. Tell them to prove it wasn't armed. And also, the FISA judge in this big Clinton prepared scandal, I think the FISA judge is dirty. I don't think he's ignorant. They gave him complete cover. The FISA judge is in on the deal, too. So please rise now. We're going to sign off with the Iranian National Anthem. Until we meet again, this is pro-Trump, pro-American, pro-God, pro-country. God keep you safe.